Welcome to Medical Confessions. Today we're going to be talking about, does the gel nail polish.
Yes.
Gel and nail.
Yeah, it's actually the gel manicure, I think would be the proper way to introduce this episode.
Gel manicure. I can't say. You guys are going to have to start this thing.
So, does the gel manicure actually cause cancer or increase your risk for cancer? So before we get onto our topic today, you guys, I know Scott noticed, April hasn't, so I don't know where your head's at today, but we're missing our blackboard.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't care what happened? You never do it, but typically that's my responsibility, and I like to put little fun molecules and such, and last week we switched to the chalk marker, and it worked really well as far as display and looking good, and then I left it up, and then when I was trying to get ready for today, It didn't come off. And I tried like 8 different kinds of chemicals and nothing worked until it took the chalkboard material off itself. So I'm going to have to do some work on it. So in the meantime, we are going to go chalkboardless. So yeah.
That's exciting.
There's that. But aside from that, and it's a bummer because I was really excited about today's episode. You guys know this was my idea.
Mm-hmm. Right? It was.
Yeah. And I, like, April talks about spas all the time. Like, you like going to the spa, right?
Yeah.
And I would hate it. Like, I don't like being touched or looked at or scrutinized. And April loves it, apparently.
I do.
But the funny thing is, the last time I saw you, right after your spa day, like, during our trapeze school.
Yes.
People are trying to follow us. They're like, what kind of adults are these people?
So we like trapezing. There's nothing
wrong
with that.
When you showed up to trapeze school, you did look glowing.
Did
like,
I?
Yeah, yeah. You actually looked, like, fresh and sparkly.
Wow.
Yeah. And both you and your friend. And so I was like, oh, there might be something
to
that.
Did you go to the spa day, too?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. You guys both looked, like, sparkly. But so, with that said, like, the only thing that I do really like is manicures and pedicures, which is funny because of our job, like, neither of those items are ever displayed, you know, like in my day-to-day life. And I do really horrible things to my hands and feet with, you know, not just work, but also like what I'm farming and workouts and things like that, where my hands and feet are destroyed. But I love going in and getting my nails done and having somebody else like clean up the cuticles, and then you feel like...
And cancer be damned.
Well, so there's that. So I had never been introduced. So normal manicures and pedicures would last. Pedicures last for quite a while for most women, I think. And but manicures would start chipping within like a week or whatever if you get nail polish.
Mine is the next day.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were do regular polish.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and probably that would have been my experience too. I used to not get manicures because I knew they wouldn't last.
Yeah.
And then one of my friends is like, oh, you've got to get the gel because they last forever. And I'm like, really? And then I went in and did it. And it dries super fast. So the process is this. They do a normal, like, cleaning up of your nails. And then they put, like, a base coat down. And you put your hand in these little, like, cubbies of UV light. Right? Mm-hmm. And it takes, like, 15, 20 seconds. And then you switch. And they just go several coats to the point where it's almost like a hard shell on your nail. And they do not chip.
I get them on my toes.
Because it lasts a long time.
Yeah.
Do you stick your little toe inside the light, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's super, and the nice thing is when you get it done, you can immediately put on like shoes and grab your bag like a normal manicure. You have to be really careful for a while. And the gel manicures are instant. Like you can go home and just do whatever. Hmm. Put tennis shoes on and run a while.
Yeah.
I wonder, fingernails and toenails grow at different rates.
Yeah.
And because of that, because of the constant micro stuff you get in the nail beds. Anyways, I wonder if the gel coating will help that because...
Like, to grow faster?
Yeah, so your fingernails grow faster than your toenails.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I would have thought the opposite, actually, because I feel like my nails never grow, but it may be because they break really easy.
Or you chew them, or...
I don't chew my nails.
You don't chew your nails?
Do not. I've
but
never
they're always
nail
super
chew.
Short. Do you just cut them?
It's because of work. Yeah.
Like, so you cut them then.
Yeah, okay. I do. I trim them and file them because I know that, like... Long nails won't work for me.
Well, I guess the guy method is just to go like that, because once they get long, I just chew them off instead of...
That's so gross, yeah.
I know. I don't know why.
Mine are always the short. When I go in to get my nails done, even my toenails, I keep them super short, and they tell me, oh, too short.
Yeah. It's funny that you actually just use that accent. Again, you did it. You know what's funny, though?
That's how they tell me.
Okay, but the funny...
Stereotypical.
But here's the funny thing. It's not really.
They
so there was an
job.
Actress. She was in Alfred Hitchcock's movie, The Birds.
Mm-hmm.
Tippi Hedren. Is that her name? Tippi Hedren? Anyways, she visited a group of women in Sacramento, California, like refugees, from South Vietnam, I believe it was, and these women were there, and I don't know what her connection was with them, but she was there trying to help them find a trade, and so, like, typing or whatever, because they had fled because of Ho Chi Minh, whatever, but anyways, they were so, what? I think it's funny. They were
the
enamored.
Term Ho Chi Minh makes me laugh. I don't know.
They were enamored with her fingernails, with her manicure. And so she then kind of engaged with all these Vietnamese women and was telling them, no, this is actually a really great profession, and introduced them. I think she helped to, like, create some sort of a, like, trade type of a school for them. And then a lot of these women took it back to Vietnam, and it became a very prominent profession with Vietnamese, and I think, and then therefore a lot of Asian. But they would, a lot of them, immigrants here, find that it's quick study, quick trade to learn, but you can actually make decent money out of it because of tips and because of the quantity of people that you see, and they send a lot of the money back. So it's funny that you kind of joke with the accent, but it is true. The majority of, you know, manicurists and pedicurists are Vietnamese.
They're the only ones I'll go to. I won't go, like, when I go to my spa days, I don't pay for the massages because I have medical.
Yeah.
And I refuse to let anybody do my nails because they do a crappy job.
It's like Italians and pasta. It's just a thing.
Yeah.
But did the Italians actually create pasta?
I have no clue on that
one. I thought it was the Chinese.
Was it? Yeah. I don't know.
Hmm. Interesting.
We should do a show on pasta.
I guess so. I don't know how it applies medically, but...
We can figure it out. Well, pasta creates serotonin. You feel better.
Carbohydrates, maybe. Yeah. Is it really that bad for you?
We can do all on some carb diets. Low-carb diets. And why you shouldn't do that ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Ever. Anyways, but back to the... manicures. So recently, after I started getting gel ones, and I don't go all the time because it's not so much expensive, it's just kind of a pain to get it off and everything. And then my nails do get really weak thin underneath, because to take the stuff off is bad. Oh, you were talking about the length, how fast they grew.
Yeah.
So I don't know if my nails grow. I feel like they grow really slow.
Well, I know when Carmen got nails, my daughter, when she got the gel nails, after about, you know, 3 weeks, she wanted them off because, you know, it grew a little
bit.
Well,
she didn't have gel then. Were they fake?
Yes.
That's different.
I'll see.
Gel is just paint. It's just a paint.
Okay.
You're talking about, like, acrylic nails.
Oh, okay. See, this is why I don't get manicures. I go like this.
I'm so excited that he looks so stupid right now. You have no idea what you're talking about.
You and your nails. See, I am more masculine than you think.
Maybe. As he's sipping his wine, slurring his words.
Yeah. I did slur my words just then. You've already given me a glass of wine. It's ridiculous.
But same problem as acrylics with the gel nails. You still, it's a growing out thing. So after a couple of weeks, it'll grow out and it'll look horrible. And then they start to peel almost like paint. So, well, it is paint. But anyway, I read an article sometime last year, maybe it was the year before, about the UV lights that you're putting your hands under, and women that go get the gels done, especially the ones that are really good and go every week, having that direct UV light on your hands over periods of time would increase your risk for hand cancer, apparently.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So maybe we should start talking about what UV radiation is.
Why it causes cancer?
There we go. Let's do that.
But can it? Can
that? Yes, absolutely. 100%. 100%.
Okay, because I read a study that said no.
Really?
The specific to the nail lamp, that it's a 60 watt power, and if you go every 2 weeks, the equivalent of the light giving out is about 2 minutes out in the sun.
Okay.
And then,
well, and it does depend on the type of lamp. It depends on the type of UV radiation.
And that
it does
they
depend
were
on exposure.
The study was specifically for these lamps. So it was a 2013 study on photochemistry and photobiology supports the finding that the UV lights for the gel nail do not increase the risk of cancer. It says the research found that the UV exposure is so low that a person could put their hand under that lamp for 25 minutes a day without exceeding the internationally accepted safe limits for the daily workplace UV exposure.
If that was your only exposure to
right,
UV.
Right, that's what I was going to say. So if you worked in a city and you spent all day in an office and that was your only UV exposure perhaps, but what if you're a California surfer, and then you got that additional exposure directly to your hands.
Well, and I guess the American Academy of Dermatology disagrees a little bit with that. So it'd be interesting to read. I didn't read that study. So it'd be interesting to see like the parameters and their methods and how they came up with that. But
sure.
You know, it is honestly a small area of your body, and there is very limited exposure to it. But you still are exposing yourself to UV radiation, which is very cancerous.
Sure.
So, and then also, let's consider that, like, daily habits and stuff. If you think about just women in general, and maybe men are the same, I don't know, but most of our cosmetics have some sort of sunscreen in them. So whether it be lotion, makeup, whatever it is, but when's the last time you applied sunscreen to your hands? Right.
Well, and that's what they also said. If you're really that worried about it, put SPF 30 right. on your hands before. But they said that also that it only mentioned two considerations for using the UV lamps is customers who take medication that requires them to avoid natural sunlight and...
So probably like antibiotics and things like that.
And then... incorrect bulb replacement and maintenance of that particular machine.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, maybe let's back up and let's talk about the two different types of, well, there's three actually, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the two different types of ultraviolet rays.
Well, and do we want the long answer or the short answer?
Because he's going to go back to the sun is 6 billion years old. You were, weren't you?
No. It's going to talk about light instead of just UV light because it does make a difference.
Let's talk about it.
Light in general, everything we see is light. Everything we perceive is light. It's just electromagnetic radiation. That radiation comes in different wavelengths, and then that's how we classify it. Broadly termed, they're classified into seven different classifications. Starts off with the long wavelengths, so it'd be like radio waves, then goes down to microwaves, then infrared, and then you get visible light, which is like 420 to 730 nanometers wide. We measure it in nanometers. And then you go a little bit shorter wavelengths and you get your ultraviolet, which is what we're talking about. And then you get to x-rays and gamma rays. And everybody's heard those terms before. They're all the same thing. They're just different wavelengths of them. And why that matters is because different wavelengths come with different energy levels. And so it's those energy levels that are causing all the cancers and the problems.
I'm on board with him.
No, I looked at that and I read all that. Yeah. But I was like, oh, I know Scott's going to regurgitate that. So I'm not even going to read it.
Totally. Normally, I don't know if you notice this, Scott, but like during every episode, April and I eyeball each other whenever you talk. Like we have this secret language of eyeballs. And it's like mostly making fun of you in our heads. But
yeah, and I agree with everything you're saying. I'm just specifically, since we're talking about those lamps, it's so low that it's not like a tanning bed in comparison to...
it is, though,
I
April.
I would disagree.
Well, no, how much you're getting. Because the tanning bed, there's 10 to 50 bulbs in a bed using about 100 to 200 watts that
all
emit
over your body.
Exactly. That's why I don't use tanning beds. They're awful. But 95% of them are UVA, 5% are UVB.
Which is normal. That's 95%. That's the sun in general.
So if you're comparing the little things you're putting your hands under versus laying under one. I meant, we're talking about degrees of severity here, right?
Yes, you are, but you're also talking about surface area. So the problem then is you know, it's like a pounds per square inch thing. Here's your surface area. So your body surface area needs a lot more of that. But if you're just talking about your hands being exposed, UV lights under nail beds can be.
I'm like laughing at how angry and passionate we are getting over gel polish.
I am not angry.
We're not even letting Scott finish his explanation of what UVA and UVB is.
But
we cut him off and we like started like the one time we're not just
get your reasoned logic out of here.
No, and I want to make it clear that I'm not arguing against UV radiation. Like I'm not pro.
Yeah.
This is why we should drink wine more. But no, when you stick your hands under the UV bulb that you're getting from that can be up to four times the amount of UV that a sun would expose your hands to under the same given amount of time.
Well, I've heard that tanning beds are actually up to 12. Is that not correct?
Depends on the bulb, depends on the manufacturer, depends on do you get cheap bulbs or you get the good bulbs? Because the cheap bulbs, it's not a good thing.
Right.
I almost cussed it just then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Angry. Gosh darn it. Go back to your UVA and UVB, okay, because so, I think that's important to understand.
It is. Well, and so that all everything's coming at different energies, right? And different, and we measure that energy based on wavelength. And so with UVA and UVB and UVC, UV light is going to be 180 nanometers to 400 nanometers long. And what that means by let me back up a little bit, and the energy that you're giving off comes from just in that specific nanometer range, that molecule will react to that amount of energy.
Right.
So your eyeballs, your visible lights, 420 to 730, in that narrow range, those energy levels, your rods and cones in your eyes, get excited and sends impulses to your brain. You see things. Well, in ultraviolet light, so you've got three types. You know, your type A is going to be a little bit longer wavelengths, and that's like 315 to 400 nanometers. UVB is a little bit less energy, so that's like 280 to 315, and then UVC is even less, it's 180 to 280, or excuse me, a little bit more energy, and so that's even more.
But why is it that with the less energy, so UVB is the less, but it's the one that affects your, most affects the burning and the epidermis, correct?
Because there's more energy compared to UVA. So let's back up a little bit.
See, I thought UVA was the surface.
No, UVA is deeper, and it actually has more to do with like long-term aging, like big wrinkles and stuff like that. There's more of it, but it's not as damaging as UVB.
Well, and so if I could, if we go on, we'll see a little bit more why that is. So those...
You two would just shut up. Sorry, go ahead, Scott.
Lots of editing.
Oh, yes.
Or not. So, yeah, just talking about the energy and how it changes things. So, you know, when you think of a like an atom, you've got a proton and an electron. Electrons sit at different energy levels above the atom. It's not like rotating.
Is this what you think about when you think about atoms?
Oh, no. I wasn't even paying attention.
Sounds about right. Story of my life.
Carry on. Sorry. You just throw it out there like a sermon. Well, when you think about atoms.
Well, it does. So electrons sit at different energy levels, right? Add energy, the electron will go to a higher level, further away from the proton. You get less energy. It'll fall back closer to the proton. So when UV light comes through, it will add energy to a molecule, and that will then change, or an atom, and that will then change the atom and change the molecule into what it would normally want to be. So let's talk about UVC, B, and A light. UVC is super energetic, right? Because it is,
right.
Shorter wavelengths, and shorter wavelengths mean more energy. So because it's got so much energy, it reacts to a ton of stuff, namely things in our atmosphere like your ozone and your oxygen gas and your water molecules. So it energizes that, or it changes that so much there's not any left to hit the Earth. And
right.
So no UVC light makes it to Earth, which is a good thing because there's so much energy, it actually will change amino acid sequences, so like proteins, and it will specifically nucleic acids or like DNA, deoxyribonucleic acids. So it'll change the DNA and it'll kill it, which is great because that's what we're using to disinfect things.
Well,
so UVC light.
UVA and UVB also will change.
Yes, but to
DNA.
Different degrees. This will
because they will mutate it.
Yes.
Yes.
For sure.
Okay.
But this will just kill the DNA. There's so much energy involved. And that's why we use it to disinfect our water. That was like, you know, we've been doing that since, what, the 70s. That's how water manufacturing places, clean our water is with UV light. Ambulances get clean that way. You turn on the UVC light and bzzz, it kills all the...
I guess I never really thought about it being C before. I didn't realize.
It is, and it is killing all the DNA and the bacteria and the viruses, so it kills everything. It's fantastic. Mm. And when you open the doors of an ambulance, you smell it. You smell the dead stuff. I don't know if you smell that
it's not really something I don't typically open ambulances
smelled
and
it before.
Smell it. No, I don't think I have. I'm actually a horrible smeller on purpose. Like, I think I've trained myself not to smell things. Because, like,
they
work.
Smell so bad?
Well, like, work, you know, like,
yeah,
it's a lot of bad smells there. So I purposely don't smell things. And in fact, when good things smell, people have to say it, and I'm like, oh yeah, that does smell nice.
You just like, don't naturally prone to breathing through your mouth?
I do. I'm a mouth breather, apparently. But I won't even smell people's like colognes and stuff. Like, it's really bad. Have it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay.
I forgot to ask.
So yeah, UVC light doesn't make it through the ozone layer. It doesn't make it through the atmosphere because it gets used up. Only about 5% of UVB will make it through because it's energetic enough to react with stuff. but not so much that some can't get through. And so about 5% of the UV light you're exposed to is UVB. UVA is less energetic, longer wavelengths, so it makes it all the way through. And 95% of the UV light that you're exposed to is the UVA. And because it's less energetic, it can go deeper into your skin. And so that's the deepness bit, because it's not reacting with as much. UVB is more energetic, so it reacts with more. So
which it doesn't is interesting go as deep. Because most sunblocks focus on the UVB rays. You have to actually have like a broad spectrum yes. sunblock to get the UVA, but that's the majority of...
Well, and that's what you would want, because it's so energetic.
Right. I'm just saying, like, if you don't just go in and grab them, you know, the inexpensive or the, you know, not entire, they don't encompass all of it, but a lot of them will just focus on the UVB, which blocks the redness and stuff, but really the anti-aging and the majority of the rays are actually not being blocked if you don't get the broad spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Well, but it's that UVB you're a little more concerned about. It's more energetic. It's right. going to change stuff. So you've got DNA. That's in, so your body has a natural defense against UV light with melanin, right? Melanin is that pigment in your skin, and it'll absorb UV light and then dissipate it as heat. And so when you go out in the sun, you feel it's all nice and warm.
Right.
And that's what's happening. Well, when you supersede that ability, now you have UVs, wavelengths hitting cells and DNA, and that will damage the DNA, like you said.
Yeah.
And it'll change the molecule just enough, maybe not to kill it, but it'll change it. So it'll be, you know, it'll mutate, and then pretty soon it has to repair itself. And then this constant mutation and repairing, eventually natural selection comes around and says, I've mutated to the point where I just can't die.
Right.
And if you can't die and you don't have apoptosis, you get cancer. Yeah. And so that's how it's kind of giving you cancer. Basically, you expose yourself to more of it. You've got a greater chance that these mutations will end up with cancerous mutations. And the UVB is more energetic, so it's going to do that a little more easily than the
and
UVA.
So is that why... For years, tanning beds were so popular because they use the UVA, mm-hmm. and they're touted as less harmful than the sun's natural rays, but it's 12 times stronger.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because you know that everything we're talking about makes, you know, great sense in a lab, but does it happen in the body, right? It's like cranberry juice for UTIs. It makes sense in a lab, but not in the body. It doesn't
right.
work. So, but here it does. That is true. So, like some of the numbers for tanning beds. 70% of tanning bed patrons are young white women. That's the demographic. And magically, the number two cause of death for women age 15 to 29 is melanoma, which is crazy.
Right.
That's the number two. But just to throw some other numbers out there, just one tanning session, only one in your life, will increase your chance of melanoma by 20%.
Well, I read a deal, too, that said that children exposed, so under 18... their increase for skin cancer will be 75% if they do one tanning session. And I think it's not because of that one initial session. It's the behaviors that begin with, you know, trying to attain that tanning. Like, it was talking about the mental side of wanting mm-hmm. to be tan and be, you know, but anyway.
Well, sorry. No, it's very true. And so let's talk about the chronic stuff then, the people who keep going back. If you are a chronic tanning bed user, you have a 30 times greater chance of getting melanoma. 30 times.
But I don't know why we're shocked. Like...
No, when you're
I'm not
you
know. Shocked, but it's amazing to me that we know these numbers and people still do it. Like, I tanned in high school, started right before a prom
yeah.
or a homecoming that I had to be tan, and then after that, it was just habit forming. I felt better tan.
Yeah.
I liked it, and even it was into my 20s and I think early 30s. So,
right.
I mean, it's been that I've tapered off and I haven't gone in probably 4 years.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's an education piece, because when we're just talking about pure numbers, skin cancer caused by UV light causes twice as much cancer as smoking does for lung cancer. UV light will for melanoma.
Yeah.
That's huge in
yeah.
my mind. But we have more education on the smoking side versus the
right.
sun side.
Mm-hmm.
So the fix then, right?
Right?
So you are putting your hands inside of UV light that can be up to 4 times the volume you're getting, given the surface area, that you would get from the sun. So the fix is super easy. It's like a condom for STDs, right? Put on a glove, cut off the fingers, and you're fine, right?
Yeah.
Well, and you don't put your whole hand. It's like the...
No, the ones that I did yesterday was like a whole handprint, and it slides in.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I have not
and
done
those
And
it was timed.
Ones.
Like, you put it in and it shuts off automatically. This place was nice.
Well, yeah, I've had them shut off automatically. Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. It's like just my toes
Scott's
are
like,
in
I want to go.
I want a mani-pedi.
I want gel manicure.
Yeah, and it's just my fingers that I've only put in. I've never put my entire hand in one.
So if you were not somebody that got much sun exposure, and then the only thing in your life that got sun
your fingertips,
then you got like,
you got finger cancer.
Or well, cancer. Or like you said, the whole hand, you'd have gloves, like yeah. full yeah. tan hand gloves.
Yeah,
just engorged hands from cancer, some sort of finger tumor.
Well, yeah. Well, and the funny thing though is that I always wonder. So you and I have done a project before with sunblock, and so we talked about what it does and how it works, and. There's a lot of people that don't subscribe to sunblock because of the chemicals in it. And there's a lot of controversy on that. That could be a whole nother episode.
My favorite, did I tell you my favorite comment said to you ever was on that very
about
episode?
Misled liberal.
You are yeah. a misled liberal.
So funny. It was good. It was good.
It's your new nickname.
It's just so funny. I am not a liberal. Misled
maybe. You're a misled liberal.
anyway, my point being is that, we all know this about it, and we know what the fix is, and then there's this whole controversy with the fix, you know, and so the same thing with the gel manicures. Is it that exposure, or is it actually the paint that I'm putting on that hardens up and sits on my nail bed, you know, or the chemicals that they paste all over my finger before they put it on, or is it the acetone that they sit and leave on my hands for 20 minutes to get the, you know, like, at
is it
what
a combination
point?
Of all of it?
It is. You wonder, and maybe, you know, bare nails is the way to go, I guess, but...
the way I do it.
Is it? You're a healthy man. So is it just, you know, this again in excess? Is it one of those things that you go in and get your nails done for nice events and all that, but anything too often or too frequent? Is that the bigger
everything
issue?
Everything in moderation. That's how it
I'm
goes.
Starting to hate that answer.
I know.
But it's so
ruins
true.
Life. I know. It ruins life. Well, and again, I guess we're still kind of torn on, I think Scott and I, and it for me, it's a previous project and the study that we did for that, that leads me to believe that any extra is going to increase your risk, you know, and I think what April's sure. saying is that, you know, from that study, it's not a great enough risk to be calculable, like, you know, yeah. typical people out and about, they even talked about, I forget which ray it is, if it's both, but, you know, can penetrate glass and things like mm-hmm. that. So they even talk about, like, truckers driving down the road mm-hmm. with their arm, you know, sitting, and then they'll end up with cancer of that arm because it's constantly exposed. Was it mm-hmm. UVB that goes, or do they both go through?
It depends on the glass.
Yeah. Well, there yeah. you go. There you go.
Sorry, I won't give you the long answer.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for you to offer me.
Well, there's
the
only
long
so
answer.
Many long answers you guys will put up with on it. Single episode.
Well, yeah,
but it was
them.
Funny that we paused because we were waiting.
I know.
You're like, just a Pavlovian
go
response.
Ahead, Scott.
Fine, talk. I've got some more things I need to think about in my head anyway.
Oh.
And zone out. But no, I don't disagree with you that it is, I mean, honestly, minimal compared to a lot of things. And it, you know, is it really, you know, that small amount of surface area that you're getting, is it going to cause cancer? But it is an increased exposure, and just like
sure.
anything else,
right.
it's
yeah.
a cumulative effect, and it definitely with UV light and with light in general, its cumulative effects will eventually give you that greater chance. So
right.
At the end of the day, just moderate that.
Moderate yeah. it. There's lots of other things too besides just chemicals. So the physical and chemical blocks in sunblock or suntan lotion, there's clothing that they make that actually mm-hmm. blocks. I think it's like only lets in like 1/30th of what normal UVA rays would come through. Have you guys read that before?
So these SPF 30.
Yeah, well they don't call it SPF. I forget what they call clothing.
That's
it's different.
Anyway.
It's a different rating clothing is. But then there's actually detergents that you can put in with your clothing that help make them.
Really?
Yeah, I just read about that too. So if you're going to, I don't know, go hiking in maybe an area that's not incredibly hot, but you're still going to be at a higher elevation where you have increased risk for sun, right? Okay, just
yeah.
nod. Yeah, that's all I need.
No, it is, because you're higher in the atmosphere. Less
right.
things to...
Right.
This is why airplane stewardesses and people in airplanes have a greater risk of cancer than people on the ground.
Oh, that's right. I think I did know that. But yeah, so they make clothing. Obviously, you've got your sunscreen, sunblocks that you can use, and then just the obvious ones, the you know, sunglasses, big brimmed hats, things like that. I know a gentleman that had cancer on his ears. He wore a ball cap and a lot of sun exposure working outside, but it was the tops of his ears. He ended up getting melanoma on, I don't know, one or both of his ears, but just the overall prevention block of, it's not so cool when you're going to prom.
No.
But at least now we have the spray tans, right, as an alternative. So if you wanted to just look good for one event, you could.
That's what I did.
But I have seen pictures of, like, so in high school, I didn't do tanning beds. Like, there was tanning beds. Actually, this is funny. I had this conversation with someone recently. Where I grew up, there weren't just tanning bed places. They were tanning bed / hot tub places.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They rented out hot tubs by the hour. And there wasn't just one.
I love those places.
Ew. Are you joking?
No, I'm not.
Do they filter the water really well?
Yes.
That's all. Okay. That's key.
Yeah. I just thought it was weird because you could, like, rent movies and, like, rent these things by the hour. And even then it was, and I was in high school, and I was like, that is so skeezy. That's gross.
It is pretty skeezy.
It is.
Once you get over that.
You just got to get over that part.
Yeah. Jeez. Anyhow, I didn't do a lot of tanning in high school, and I feel like I'm darker skinned, you know? But I see pictures of myself growing up in a cold climate where there wasn't, you know, like, a lot of sun. And I'm like, I looked pasty. I did. I looked not tan. So, here we are.
There's so many jokes.
I know. So, anyways,
so,
gel nails.
Gel nails at the, again, jail. I can't
gel.
Say gel and nail without
gel
saying jail.
Gel nails. Gel manicures. Let's do it that way.
Gel manicures. That I can say.
Okay.
I can't say gel nail. Oh. Anyways. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's not really that big of a deal, honestly. But you are giving yourself more exposure. So it could be bad. Just wear a glove.
Well, and the funny thing, and April knows this, if you go in and you don't, and most of the people that I've been to don't speak English, and all of them don't speak English, you already worry that they're talking about you, especially, I mean, and you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll giggle and they'll smirk and you'll watch them look at someone else and nudge each other, and because they can get away with it because people don't speak their language. But I don't want to put a glove on because I'm just like, what would they say about me?
Oh,
then?
Man, they'd have a heyday.
Like, I shave my legs, I lotion up, I make sure everything, because I do not want to be judged when I go in already.
Is it like the dentist where you really brush and floss?
I feel
really
like
well
it.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
You do a whole scaping routine?
Yeah. Yeah. Yesterday when I went, the lady next to me was probably in her 60s, and you could tell she was hyper aware that she was going to be judged. But she had some really gnarly toenails. Like, when they took the polish, she was wearing green nail polish, and when they took her polish off, I shuddered. It was really bad. And then the one, like, I'm not kidding you, Dumb and Dumber with the grinder, like, her toenail was probably, like, nearly an inch long, her big toe. Past the toe. I don't even know how she wore shoes. But the lady cutting her nails was like, do you want me to cut this? You know, like, do you want? And she's like, oh, yeah. So she's sitting here trying to, you know. When she clipped her toenail, the toenail itself, like, the bed of the nail split, and she had to super glue it back.
Oh. And then fungus under there.
I guess.
Yeah, I think at that point you should just really worry about getting your toes healthy.
Well, the funny thing was that the gal that's doing my nails and the one that was doing the other lady's nails had a lot of talking back and forth after. Yeah. Clearly, we knew what it was about because she's over there with super gluing this lady's toenail back together.
Yeah.
And the lady that was getting her nails done next to me kept looking at me like, what do I do? Or I think she might have thought, like, I understood them.
Yeah.
Because she was probably like, you look Vietnamese. You know, I don't know. But she kept looking at me like, and she actually asked me at one point, What do they mean? I'm like, I don't know.
Funky toes, that's what they mean.
Yeah. I'm like, great, we're going to have to sanitize this set of tools. We got
yeah.
fungus all over them.
Using some UVC light, right?
Perhaps. So, all right. Well, I won't stop my gel manicures then from here on out.
I think you're fine, but there, you know, there is that chance.
According to April.
According
you get a
to
finger
this
tumor,
study.
Though.
Yeah. I'll just wear gloves. Have it removed and wear gloves.
It's not a tumor.
All right. Well, and actually, perhaps I will get a digit amputated.
Yeah.
And I'll go with some leech therapy.
Oh, we could, because we're going to be talking
episode.
About leeches
there
soon.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, if you liked what you saw or heard today, check us out on YouTube or our podcast.
Or visit our website, medicalconfessions.com.